Good morning, everyone. Today is the 25th of October, early Monday morning, shortly after midnight. Well, I couldn't sleep, so I decided to try to get up and make use of my time till my medication kicks in. It's not really medication, it's herbs and vitamins and minerals I'm taking. You know, a lot of people out there want to spend all their time just proclaiming God's sovereignty. And then there's some people out there that want to spend all their time exposing evil. Well, what does the Bible do? The Bible has a very fine balance between the two, does it not? The Bible exposes evil, but at the same time proclaims God's sovereignty. You don't have to be all on the side of just exposing evil or all on the side of just proclaiming God's sovereignty. We should do both. Scripture is replete with examples of affirming God's sovereignty. But Scripture is also replete with exposing evil. I was talking to Walt last night, and, you know, I mentioned to him that, you know, why did the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos spend so much time exposing the woman that rides the beast, if it wasn't important? And so, we need to have a balance between the two. You know, what's going on right now throughout the world, we see how many people are being absolutely disenfranchised of their jobs. Literally hundreds of thousands of people in Italy are protesting this evil. We've seen the protests all over the world. In Germany, France, all parts of Europe, even in Israel, there's been protest. And we know how much protest there's been in Australia. And just think of all the protests that have been in Canada. And we're going to have the same thing happen right here in the United States, I guarantee you. People are getting fed up, you know. And these little wannabes, you know, these little wannabes that think they are God and they're going to control everybody, they're going to find out. God hates what they're doing. God hates their mind control, their programming. They're literally poisoning hundreds of thousands of people with this supposed vaccine, which is not a vaccine. How many thousands of people have died because they've taken this stupid jab? So we're exposing this evil. But does that delineate God's sovereignty? No, it does not. In fact, if we look at the 45th chapter of Isaiah, what does it tell us? Do I need to remind everyone, you know, what it says in the 45th chapter of Isaiah? You know? And, you know, we need to affirm that God is not taken by surprise with what's happening. We may be taken by surprise. We may be in awe of the power of Satan as he's rising up this beast. We may be marvel at his power. But, you know, I've got good news for you. You know, God is sovereign over evil. God created Satan. Satan is a non-elect angel who fell and took a third of the angels with him down to this earth. And so I'm going to read this passage and remind you that God is not out of control. God is in control. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. And, you know, he says in verse 5 on the 45th chapter of Isaiah, I am the Lord and there's none else. There's no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun. Yes, the sun rises. From the rising of the sun and from the west, that there's none beside me. I am the Lord and there's none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, what makest thou or thy work? He hath no hands. Well, you know, he says, I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all the host have I commanded. Okay. Well, we need to proclaim God's sovereignty, and we need to expose this evil beast that's rising. And that's what's on my mind this morning. Don't be on one side of the fence saying, oh, God is sovereign, so don't ever, you know, expose evil. You know, the Bible is very clear. We're to take a stand against evil. And we also are to proclaim God's sovereignty. May the good Lord be with you this morning is my prayer. God bless.